Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, as we all do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, and this Sunday is the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. Let me share with you what the Catechism teaches us. By sending His only Son and the Spirit of love in the fullness of time, God the Father has revealed His innermost secret. God Himself is an eternal exchange of love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Listen to that again. God has revealed His innermost secret. God Himself is an eternal exchange of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and He has destined us to share in that exchange. Number 221 of the Catechism. I urge you to look that over. By sending His only Son and the Spirit of love in the fullness of time, God has revealed His innermost secret. God Himself is an eternal exchange of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and He has destined us to share in that exchange. Remember how often I've said to you that the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. Do you remember how I've told you that God gives Himself to us? God Himself shares His very self with us. Those graces come to us in baptism and confirmation. Those graces are there. We've got to activate them. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit who is the love between the Father and the Son. That Holy Spirit who dwells within us to lead us into union with God. You and I, the Trinity, yes, is a mystery. But the Trinity is not separate from us. If you're baptized, the Trinity dwells within you by the grace of the work of the Holy Spirit. God dwells within you. As I've said many times, you are a tabernacle of the Most High. This is real. This is not just an image. This is real. One of the saints said that if we could see ourselves as we really are, as God intended us to be, we would be tempted to fall down and worship ourselves. And that would be a temptation. But nevertheless, the point is, with the eyes of faith, we can come, even in this world, to a much deeper understanding of who we are because of Christ's death on the cross, because of the coming of the Holy Spirit. We enter into, even in this life, the beginnings of union with God. If we're willing to put aside those obstacles, those sins, those habits and patterns of ours. So as we celebrate this great feast of the Most Holy Trinity, really take a look at yourself. Does my life really offer worship to God? Not by words, but by the choices that I make in life, by the way I live out my life. Let's take a look at the readings. Book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 22 to 31. Thus says the wisdom of God, the Lord possessed me, the beginning of His ways, the forerunner of His prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth. This is wisdom speaking. At the first, before the earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains or springs of water, before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet the earth and fields were not made, nor the first clods of the world. But the wisdom of God, the presence of God, was with us. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When He marked out the vault over the face of the deep, when He made firm the skies above, when He fixed fast the foundations of the earth, when He set for the sea its limit, so that the water should not transgress his command. Then was I beside him as his craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of his earth, and I found delight in the human race. This is God speaking. This is the wisdom of God speaking. He found delight in us whom he had created, and the creation that he gave us, the sky and the vegetation and the earth itself and gravity and all things that make up this earth that are splendid, sometimes wordless, when you really look at what so often we take for granted. So often. And wisdom is at its source. God gave us all of these gifts for a reason. Have I found their place in my life? Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord. Does God dwell in me through the gifts he gives in his Holy Spirit? Have I given him access? Psalm 8, O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. One of my favorite psalms. When I behold your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you set in place, what is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? I look at the earth. I look at its magnificence. I look at its splendor. One of the astronauts who was in space not long ago said, I do not comprehend how it is not possible not to believe. It's not possible not to believe when you're looking at the earth from the vantage point of space and you see what's out there. He said, no human being could have come up with this. The splendor and the magnificence. The inability to comprehend, the inability to even articulate the beauty of it all. It's all limited in us. God created the earth, and then God made us to dwell in it. God the Father gives us of his Son and of his Spirit that we might dwell in union with him. This is a great feast both to celebrate, but it's also a time to ask the Lord, help me, that I might live in you and you in me more fully. Letter to Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Brothers and sisters, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, endurance proven character, hope, and hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given us. Hope. Hope. Brothers and sisters, do you hope in all those things that God has promised? Don't put your hope in the things of this world. They will ultimately fail or disappoint you in some way. Put your hope in him and in what he has given you and what he promises you. Read that verse again. We even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proves character, and proven character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is true. These words are real, brothers and sisters. God wants you to know. It's not like acquiring information, but you come before God and you say, God, you have given me the gifts of faith, hope, and love. I need to activate them. They've been dormant for a while. I need to activate them. Take out the catechism. Read what faith is, what hope is. Oh, brothers and sisters, God has so much for us to help us through this life, and in the process to draw us even closer to him, not just to endure and grit our teeth and get through, though there are some days like that, but he has given us of himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to guide us, to gift us, to defend us. Please draw near to the fountain of living water and drink. Drink from Scripture. Drink somewhat from the Catechism. Drink the wisdom of God, that you might know what he has to offer you. In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15, Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. When he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth." The Spirit of truth is in you by baptism and confirmation. "He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." In other words, brothers and sisters, the Father pours out upon his Son, who becomes our Savior, all the graces and gifts. He is Son of the Father. He is God. He is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And then the Father pours out upon us by his Holy Spirit the enormity of the love between the Father and the Son, who is the Holy Spirit. You are drawn into union with the source of all love, but you need to welcome him. You need to open your heart and receive him. You need to turn to God every day and say, "Dwell in me more and more. Make your home in me more and more. Lead me, guide me, till every thought," as Paul says, "till every thought is captive to obey Christ." That's what God wants. And he can do it in you. This is the great feast of the Most Holy Trinity. Even as a young girl, I couldn't articulate it, but I was always struck by, we're celebrating, the Sacred Heart, or we celebrate the Eucharist, Corpus Christi. We celebrate all kinds of feasts, but this is the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. This is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit who dwell within us. Really? Do you give him place in your life? Does he find you a vessel in which he can operate, bring healing and reconciliation, bring truth and peace? Is he dwelling in you, and are you allowing him to lead you and to guide you in all your decisions? So he has a purpose for you in this life. And the nearer we draw to God, the more we both see his purpose and the more we experience the wisdom, the power, the insight to live it out. Yes, it does mean death to self. Yes, it means death to my selfish desires, to always putting me first, to want me to be taken care of, me to be satisfied. Those are legitimate things, but when it's all me, 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 what place does the Holy Trinity have in our life? Ask yourself that question, and may God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." God bless you.